Welcome to Corazon Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Zach Butcher. Zach Butcher is the founding engineer for Tetrate. Zach was one of the earliest engineers to start working on Istio and continues to be one of the most active members of the Istio community as a member of the steering committee. He is passionate about the community and can be seen actively coaching new members and providing more insight to the industry so that companies may find it easier to adopt service mesh. Well, good afternoon, Zach. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
Absolutely, Zach. I appreciate you jumping on. Like I said, I do podcasts all the time, and getting to connect with somebody new from around the world is just simply inspiring and fun for me. I get really jazzed about it. But today we get to talk a little bit about your work in the dev world, right? That's where I started. I cut my teeth in the technology industry, right? So we're switching gears. We're going to just jump right into these questions, Zach, and talk about your career. You were a software engineer, developer, and now you're the founding engineer and head of product for Tetrate. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
Yeah, you know, I think the secret to the growth and what inspires is kind of the same, which is, you know, I've always really loved to solve hard problems. You know, I really enjoy technology as a medium for doing it. So I knew, you know, I started programming when I was about 12 years old. So I always kind of knew that this was a way that I wanted to do it. And for me, it was, you know, I wanted to hunt down kind of hard problems to go and solve. And so first that was, you know, going to Google and doing kind of cloud stuff there and solving, you know, problems at large scale and with a large number of users. And then it shifted to this new technology, Istio, the service mesh and the hard problem of how modern applications communicate securely and safely. And then ultimately into kind of the different kind of problem of, you know, how do you actually like build a company? And, you know, joining as the first employee to our two founders and kind of watching, you know, firsthand how the company has grown and the challenges at each stage of life that we've gone through so far have been really fascinating for me. And so for me, that's what it's that kind of continuous challenge and the hunting down new and hard different problems to solve that really has been the driver for growth.
That's awesome. And that's really, really cool being in that dev space. And, you know, I love that growing up as well, getting into it early, but then to be part of a founding company, starting at the beginning, ground floor and learning and then growing into that role of head of product, which is awesome. So Thank you for sharing. Zach, talk to us about your involvement in Istio since the beginning. And what is your vision for the platform long term?
Yeah. So I was originally one of the software engineers on the project. I was working on this component called Mixer that's not even part of Istio anymore, funnily enough, and moved over to help do some of the API design. And so that's still where a lot of my lasting kind of impact on the project is the APIs that everybody, and particularly the developers use to go configure the service mesh, I helped design along with a small group and go and take that and implement it, right? Now, at Tetrate, I wear a little bit different hat as we build this product on top of the open source Istio, and so I kind of get to stretch it in different ways. I think the ultimate vision for the project is for it to, and it's kind of funny to say, but for it to become invisible, right? I think if we're truly successful, we see the capabilities that a service mesh brings, you know, an identity-based security model, fine-grained traffic control and observability into how your applications are communicating and make it ubiquitous and have it kind of be ambiently there everywhere, right? That's the goal because we're looking at the capabilities that a mesh brings and they're almost necessary to solve the distributed systems problems and the microservice problems that we have today. So yeah, you know, it's kind of boring, but the vision is for it to become an incredibly boring project and to be kind of ubiquitously part of the infrastructure, just like, you know, maybe the kernel is today. It'll be a long time before we're there, but that's kind of the long-term goal to march towards. And I think that's the target goal of almost any infrastructure project, right? If you do your job really, really well, you become invisible.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And your contributions to the Istio project, I think that's awesome. And like I said, we'll be keeping our eye on that as it moves forward. And Zach, you are obviously leveraging some new and emerging tech in your business or your tech stack. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that's not proprietary you might be able to share with us today?
Yeah. So one of the things that we started doing right at the outset of the company, Tetrate's about 4.5 years old now. And right from the get-go, we partnered very closely with NIST in the area of identity and access management. We think the service mesh and identity and access management go hand in hand together because the service mesh gives us a way to enforce policy. And so with NIST, we actually started to do research, and I and a few other folks between NIST and Tetrate have some patents around identity and access management under this scheme called Next Generation Access Control, NGAC. The guy that created it, longtime researcher at NIST, David Ferriolo. Dr. Ferriolo is the guy that has created RBAC. You know, if you've done anything with permissioning systems, you know, recently, you've almost certainly touched an RBAC system. I happened to meet him for the first time the day after he received the IEEE Lifetime Achievement Award for the creation of RBAC. And he's been working on NGAC, and we partnered to help him drive that forward as a better replacement for some of the pain of current attribute-based access control systems today. So that's all, you know, maybe a little bit esoteric, the you know, identity and access management systems and the way that they're implemented, but they're really key to the enterprise space that we're using service mesh in. And it's stuff that is really interesting to me personally and fascinating. It's something that's always been a problem that's close to my heart. And, you know, we actually get to use some of these cutting edge access control features in our own product to power things like resource hierarchy and hierarchical permissions with inheritance and other pretty sophisticated features that are differentiated today.
Thank you for sharing that. And again, I love talking about some of the things that have progressed over the years and started. And again, you had some involvement in that as well. And I appreciate that. We all leverage the standards around our technology today. Zach, last question here. Could you share something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career in either tech or leadership?
Yeah, I mean, I think the big thing is to not be afraid of hard problems, even if you don't necessarily know how to solve it, right? The problem solving skill set of being able to break a problem down into small pieces to get to one that you can solve and then building from there is so important, right? And that's something that I think serves you regardless of whether you're in technology, leadership. You know, certainly as you move into leadership, the kinds of problems that you get presented are different, and but they don't get easier, right, to solve. And in fact, actually, as you get more senior, they become much harder because the easy problems, the good people they already have solved, right? So that, you know, I think one of those number one things is, you know, how you think about problems, how you break them down, and how you approach them, even when it feels intractable, right? You can almost always get down to a nugget that you can start to work on and grow from there.
Thank you for sharing that. And I'm glad you are sharing your background for those in our audience that a lot of them are technologists and growing in one direction or another. And that's always very helpful. So thank you for the gems today. And Zach, it was a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. It's been a pleasure as well.
Bye for now.